told you I was excited because we have a very special representative from Jack Daniel's today. So we must absolutely get to hear from him. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on Jira.
Absolutely. So you are the East African brand ambassador of Jack Daniel's.
Yes, I am.
That is a heck of a title, sir.
Sante.
Comes with a lot of responsibility, hey?
It does.
Especially because I'm looking at all these bottles and seeing that, you know, you're a beast brand.
You know, it's Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. It's a long weekend.
Thursday, Friday is hilarious. I've never heard that before. I'm done. Yeah, it is.
So I couldn't come empty-handed.
Good man.
So you have the full portfolio that we have in our market here.
Okay.
In the studio today.
And you came and brought us some goodies as well. So thank you very much for that. I quite appreciate it. That said, I want to talk about what you do. You know, I think a lot of people are like, what does a brand ambassador do? Does he just drink all day and chill?
I wish.
I know that's not how it works. Otherwise, I'd be vying for that position. That having been said, go ahead and kind of expound for us on what your CV comprises.
Yeah, so I like to say that a brand ambassador's role is one of those roles that are heavily misunderstood.
Okay.
Because like you rightfully said, people would assume it's a drinking gig where you just appear for the
club, you're just partying all the time.
Enjoying drinks and showing up. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a result of a lot of strategic planning, work and implementation. But in essence, what a brand ambassador does is really utilize the power of influence. Because we are not marketers. We're not salespeople, so we're not in commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We are in between the two principles where we have a very sweet spot. And we advocate for brands,
mm-hmm.
Both from an industry level and from a consumer side.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to try and ensure that markets are educated, we engage with our consumers, and we inspire consumers to engage with our brands.
Mm.
These are done in different formats. But the idea is really to use that power of influence to ensure people are recommending and using our brands in the market.
Amazing. So talk to us about Make It Count. I know that is a very important kind of campaign that you guys have been working on for some time now.
Correct.
So I would love for us to kind of ebb and flow into that and find out what Make It Count is all about from a Jack Daniel's perspective.
All right. So for a very long time, we spoke to our audience
mm-hmm.
in a very pragmatic way,
mm-hmm.
very functional, where we highlighted where our drink is made, who are the people behind the drink,
right.
What is our history, what is our heritage. And it worked for some time.
Mm-hmm.
However, with this next generation of independent spirits, we felt it's time to change our communication. And the main idea was to really emphasize that we make the drink, we make the whiskey, but the people who make the drink count are our consumers. And that's when we launched Make It Count campaign
mm-hmm.
back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a great coincidence where we were championing people making every moment count. We went smack in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
And that really showed us that we never know what the future holds and we need to live meaningfully every moment.
Yeah.
So Make It Count is really about championing that element of ensuring you're living with purpose.
Yes.
But more importantly, living on your own terms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. I think that's a fabulous introduction and a wonderful place to take a little pause, because from Make It Count came Make Your Own Label. And I want us to get into that in just a little bit. Capital FM. And it's definitely all right in this studio as I'm chatting with the very fun, interesting, and charismatic David, who's letting us know all about Jack Daniel's. We discussed just before the break Make It Count and that campaign and how it came up around 2020, which was the pandemic time. So a really wonderful time for us to all think about how we could make every second count as we were watching the apocalypse, it felt like at the time, unfold around us, right? But, you know, before we even get into Make Your Own Label, David, which I know is under the umbrella of Make It Count, I would really love to discuss some of what you've brought into studio, which is your catalog, quite literally. We have 5 bottles in front of us, all Jack Daniel's branded. Most of us are familiar with, of course, the old number 7, all right? The absolute original, good black and white. Yeah. You can't miss that. Only an alien wouldn't know what that is at this point, or perhaps a non-drinker, which is also okay. But it's always interesting to learn something new and to educate ourselves. So why don't you take us through what you've got in front of us here?
Yeah, so when Jira, I came with a full portfolio of Jack that we have in the Kenya market.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the old number 7 is our beating heart at the distillery.
Right.
We would like to believe that everyone who's seen the bottle knows exactly what it is. And that's what really puts the footprint for the rest to come in.
Right.
We also have the Gentleman Jack, mm-hmm. which is part of our super premium portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lightest and smoothest brand in our portfolio.
Okay.
So very light, very easy, very smooth sipping whiskey. Yeah? So
yeah.
For those who don't like the punchy kind of kick that you get with the old number 7, you do now enjoy the Gentleman Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the single barrel, and the name precedes it. It's a drink that comes from only one barrel, more or less like a small batch whiskey. And therefore, you have a lot of character in that whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Big, robust.
This one is going to pack that punch.
That has a punch.
Yeah.
But
a different, of course, yeah, and a different one, of course, from your old number 7. And if you're looking at it and if you're acquainted with whiskey, you can even tell that by the color, for example.
100%. So mm-hmm. we actually produce the single barrel to target that connoisseur audience.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer who's really looking to savor the taste mm-hmm. of the whiskey and not really just consume. So a really
and it's not just being a Kenyan, but someone who who's trying to enjoy their long Easter weekend, but yeah. someone who really, really knows what they're doing, shall we
Correct.
Say. Okay.
So a very, very high quality liquid in that bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And those 3 are our straight whiskeys.
Okay.
And then the other 2 become now our whiskey-based liqueurs
mm-hmm.
because now they are flavored whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Tennessee Honey,
yes.
which has honey liqueur infused into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more of a sweeter palate on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Works very well on cocktails.
Yeah.
But those who enjoy it as a straight shooter, also very chilled, works well.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we have Tennessee Fire, the newest addition in the portfolio. And a very nice balance between sweet and spicy on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon flavor coming through on that one.
Yeah.
Originally was meant to really hit the shooter category.
Yeah.
Taken chilled as a shot and works very, very well. But we also tried experimenting as a long drink and in cocktails. So if you are able to mix it with a citrusy or a sour mixer, works very well.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this working very well with like passion juice, that balance of cinnamon, the sweetness,
right.
and the spiciness and the citrusy elements of the passion. Works very well.
It does a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are 5 brands, and we've said we're going to come with all of them into your studio today.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Highly appreciated. I was telling David over here that there was a party that I'll never forget, and that was when Jack Daniel's unleashed the Tennessee Honey bottle upon us. Wow. A time was had. So big up to Jack Daniel's for that. It was a super epic party that took place, mind you guys, like almost 10 years ago. This was 2014, 2015. In fact, I remember Angela was there as well. Are we done yawning? Are we almost
where
ready? You were at the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey launch.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
That was such a fun party. Yeah, it was.
I'm glad to hear. I had not joined the brand yet.
Yes.
But it's good to hear that people were still doing good work.
You were still crunching even, numbers and finance.
Exactly. I laptop every day.
Pole sana. Yeah. It was a time. All right, but let's talk just a bit about the Make Your Own Label.
Cool. So, like I mentioned, Make It Count is something we launched in 2020.
Right.
And think of Make It Count as a slogan or a tagline that will live with Jack Daniel's forever.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm allowed to use an example, think of Just Do It for Nike.
Right,
okay. It's the same thing that Make It Count is for Jack Daniels.
Good analogy.
So it will live over the lifetime of our brand,
mm-hmm.
and it will have different formats and iterations.
Mm-hmm.
The first format we had was called Fast Timers.
Mm-hmm.
That is when we launched the campaign. And what Fast Timers was about was challenging or encouraging our consumers and our audiences to really do those things that they've always wanted to do for the first time. And we had a very nice TVC go out showcasing different individuals doing something for the first time and just saying, I've always wanted to do that.
Epic.
Now, we've come to the point where we felt it's time to switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Make Your Own Label comes in. And we are just targeting that Gen Z, new next generation, we call them independent spirits, who don't like to be boxed in, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they are more of label explorers.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want you to feel like you need to be boxed in the stereotypical labels that you're given by society. And we want you to make your own.
Mm-hmm.
So we're championing that Make Your Own Label agenda.
Okay.
In that way.
Okay, I love that. Can you give us an example of how I can make my own label?
Wow, that's a difficult
or how you
one.
Would?
It's,
uh-huh.
it's a very personal.
Of course, yeah.
Very personal element, but it's really defying or becoming defiant into what society expects of you, not in a reckless or irresponsible
of course, yeah.
way, but being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so at the same time, kind of taking the bull by the horns and creating
correct.
Something.
So I feel people are always boxed in your a mom, you're a dad, you're a husband, you're a wife.
You're a student. You're like this, you're like that.
And that becomes your identity,
mm-hmm.
and you feel you have to conform to those ideologies. And the element we want to champion is you make your own. If you identify in a certain way and you believe that's what you need to be, then own it.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Still talking to David up until the end of the hour. So stick around if you want to hear more Jack Daniels things. If you want to find out what it is Wanjira will be taking home. If you want to find out what is... Don't laugh too hard, David. I'm quite serious here.
No, I'm good.
I love that. FM. It is time for David to leave us after loving us, but not before we also talk about the Tennessee campus campaign that is for the hospitality scene. Can you give us a little background about that, good sir, before bidding us adieu?
No, thanks, Wanjira. So the hospitality community is very important to us as Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And what Tennessee Campus is an advocacy program that was developed to support those individuals in the hospitality community.
Uh-huh.
When we like to call those individuals modern hospitality professionals.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is somebody who's really passionate about the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They might be just starting off, or they might be at the top of their trade.
Yes.
The element we're looking for is a passion for making drinks, a passion for connecting with like-minded people in the industry, a passion for growing in the industry. And therefore, they're not just looking for a job, they're looking for a career in the industry. Yeah.
Got it.
So Tennessee Campus is a program that is geared towards supporting those individuals. Mm-hmm. Through mentorship.
Okay.
And mentorship is very big for us because our founder, Jack Daniels, was actually mentored into the art of making spirits.
Amazing.
So we support the hospitality community through the Tennessee campus. And we anchor that on three pillars. Entrepreneurship, creativity, and delivering quality consistently. Now, we launched this as well in 2020.
Okay.
And it had a very big impact because that is when the people in hospitality had been heavily affected.
Yes.
So people who were doing shifts on a regular were at home, and we really engaged and supported them through that period,
mm-hmm.
just to ensure they feel the commitment that we have with them being more or less our brand ambassadors in the industry.
Right.
And we've year on year executed the same in different formats. with the recent success story being a group of 10 who we sponsored to Hospitality College, Boma Hospitality College in South Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to do a short mixology course and fully and 100% graduation rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that accreditation from the college has the potential of really transforming their careers and moving them to greater heights. So Tennessee Campus is a program that is geared towards that individual to just reinforce our commitment to them.
So if I'm listening to this right now and I think that I could ace this and this is something that's applicable to me, how do I sign up?
So what we do is every year we reach out to people who we engage with as a brand, who we've seen in the industry. But since you know me now, Anjera, I think. Anyway, the way to sign up is really reach out to anybody you might know in the brand or people who've gone through the program itself.
Uh-huh.
Because what we try and do is ensure the ones who've gone through it refer people who they know who've not gone through it.
Okay.
And that way we keep growing the community of people who've gone through the program.
Okay.
My Instagram page is also a platform people can utilize to reach out. The brand page is one you can also utilize to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely we'll give them a listen and see how we can engage and enroll them into the campus.
Thank you so much for this. Kindly drop your socials and the socials of Jack Daniels, Kenya, so that we can make sure that we stalk you often.
All right.
Yeah. Can you tell us that?
So the ambassador page is JD,
mm-hmm.
East Africa Ambassador.
Okay.
And the brand page is Jack Daniels Kenya.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much for coming to the show, David.
Thank you for having me, Anjera.
Absolutely. Awesome to hear about what you as a brand ambassador for such a well-known product does. It's very, very funky and very, very cool.